Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2613. We decided to pay cash for everything. Here's what happened next. By Jason Price with PTMoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. We decided to pay cash for everything. Here's what happened next. By Jason Price with PTMoney.com. Do you pay with cash, debit, credit, or a combination of the three? Some people use credit cards to pay for all of their expenses, earn rewards, and then pay the balance off each month. Others use cash or debit card for everything and follow the viewpoint of Dave Ramsey. Credit card rewards aren't worth playing with fire that can lead to overspending and possibly debt. Also, the research shows that we tend to spend more with credit cards versus paying with cash. My wife and I used credit cards as our primary form of spending for years. A few months ago, we decided to make a switch to go all in with Dave Ramsey cash envelope budgeting. And honestly, we've never been happier. We paid off our credit card balances and started using debit for bills and regular expenses, and cash for everything else. Sure, it took some work to make the transition, some behavior change in giving up earning miles and rewards. However, making the switch has provided some benefits that we never would have expected. Here are five benefits we've found after deciding to pay cash for everything. Number one, we stop spending ahead. While we've always used a budget and tracked spending diligently, we found ourselves spending ahead more times than was probably healthy. We would choose to spend ahead in the areas of entertainment or dining out. Or we would spend ahead on the kids when we felt they needed something for school or for some other activity. The convenience of the credit card made it easy to spend ahead a little bit and figure out how to pay for it later, or just balance it out at the beginning of the next month. Doing so put us in a catch-up mode. Overall, we're not talking about a lot of debt, and we still had constraints not to spend ahead to an unmanageable amount. However, doing so is never a good practice and can add up if you're not careful. It also started to cause stress in our relationship, and we knew that was a symptom of what could become a larger financial problem. Since making the change to cash and debit card, our choice to overspend has simply disappeared. Why? We believe it's because we're now forced to solve problems or to simply wait until the money's available. Number two, we problem solve more. Paying by cash and debit card has forced us to become better at problem solving. As mentioned, we wouldn't solve our shortage problem, we'd just spend. Now we have to problem solve. We have to seriously evaluate the necessity of our expenses, force ourselves into saying no a lot, and spend only what we have available in our account or cash envelopes. We can't use credit cards to bail ourselves out, even if it's a small amount. Our only source, if the gap is truly a need and it's large enough, is to use our emergency savings account. That's obviously something we'll always do our best to avoid unless it's absolutely necessary. Number three, we experience less financial tension. While we never argued about money or why someone had spent money on something, We did experience tension when reviewing our budget and finding shortages. This led to stressful discussions from time to time. However, now that we pay with cash and debit card, we haven't felt this type of tension in over 6 months. Why? I think we're more thoughtful about our planning. It's simply more difficult to use cash versus the convenience of a credit card. If we don't have it, we can't spend it. Easy as that. Number 4, we've stopped micromanaging our finances. Actually, I'm the one who has stopped micromanaging our finances. We used to use money management software and have since transitioned to cash envelopes and a spreadsheet to track our regular expenses. That was a big shift for me. I use software to track everything to the penny. I found myself tracking and reviewing spending daily, and sometimes it would take a lot of my time to review the receipts, enter them into our software, review budget balances, etc. Our finances have been greatly simplified with cash envelopes. There really isn't any tracking to do other than thinking about how much we're going to spend per week. The checking account is super easy to manage because there aren't many transactions. Just the bills or stuff we know we have to pay for with the debit card, online purchases, etc. And number 5, we conveniently have cash on hand. I used to swear by the convenience of a credit card. I would purchase everything using my credit card, track the expense, and then assign to a budget category. I always knew I needed to carry a little cash just in case I needed it, but I never did. And it was always a pain when the kids were at the park and wanted a cash-only treat, or when we needed money for valet and I didn't have it. I always reasoned a credit card was absolutely the most convenient and safest way to pay. I no longer believe that. There's a great convenience about having cash that makes it handy to pay for little things, and you never have to make an emergency run to the ATM. And a debit card can easily cover electronic purchases in your budget. Final thoughts on deciding to pay cash for everything. You already know that to pay with cash or debit is nothing new. Dave Ramsey's been preaching about the benefits for years. Now I can agree in confidence that it works and does make a difference. It certainly offers more benefits than just staying out of debt. You just listened to the post titled, "We Decided to Pay Cash for Everything. Here's What Happened Next," by Jason Price with ptmoney.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Truth be told, I never pay cash for anything. I go to the ATM so infrequently that the last time I needed some cash, I realized that my debit card had been expired for 6 months and I had no idea. However, there was a time in my life that I needed to teach myself how to not overspend. In my 20s, I was financially illiterate. And at 28 years old, I found myself in 30 grand of debt, simply because I wasn't paying attention. I was swiping my credit cards and living beyond my means. I needed to learn how to spend intentionally, and so using my debit card for everything was a great way to do that. While I didn't do the cash envelope thing, I achieved the same result. I became hyper aware of how I was spending money, which led me to be more intentional with spending over time. Once I was out of debt and solved my issue with overspending, I easily switched back to credit cards. I prefer to spend on credit cards because they're safer when it comes to dealing with fraudulent charges, and you can dispute charges more easily. If there's an issue with a charge using a debit card, I have to fight to get my money back. But because I primarily use my credit card, my checking account is always protected. Also, if I purchase something and the company doesn't deliver on the product or service, I can sic the credit card company on them to get a refund. Since getting out of debt, I pay my credit card balance in full every month, so I don't incur any interest charges. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there on the Wednesday show, where your optimal life awaits.